Ron, or Adam, how bad do I need to buy this footrest that's here in the middle?
I don't know, man. I've never been a footstool person, so.
Are you making, like, a political comment on the Ottoman Empire or something?
No, but I don't think you should care.
I will have you know that some of my best, closest friends are from Ottoman.
First of all, it's Turkey. Second of all, I don't think any of your best friends are Ottoman.
I have many. Anyways,
nice guys.
Roan is Ottoman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bolux.
No, Boliviox.
Boliviox. Okay, we lost like half of our one listener because we're talking about geography.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lazy Gamers Podcast. I am your host, Mark Dries. With me today is none other than the OG crew. Actually, no. Adam's here, so it's not
extended OG crew.
Extended OG crew plus a tumor.
Plus a tumor.
You just threw something
That's
at
right.
me.
That's right, I am now a tumor.
It's not a tumor, it's a child.
Ron Kirschbaum.
So,
and Adam Subat.
The tumor.
Speaking of being a tumor, okay. I've always said that nefarious should replace the word malignant. So it's not a malignant tumor, it's a nefarious tumor.
Okay. Dr. Nefarious from Ratchet Clank. Anyways.
If I ever have a tumor.
You'll ask if it's nefarious?
Yes. And they will say, what are you talking about? What are we talking about?
No, they will have listened to this.
That is video games.
Yes.
We got some news. Gasp, right?
Yeah.
We're also, I forgot the plan already. we also got some mail, another gasp.
And if time, game of the year.
And, some
predictions,
game of your discussion.
Ideas.
Yeah. Also, you guys gotta stop sending mail, because otherwise you're gonna give me a heart attack.
Oh, wait.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, we did get one piece of mail from a listener, which is amazing, and we would like to thank you personally, but you didn't give us your name, so that's kind of annoying. But whatever.
You should email us more.
Email us more. Anyways,
I told somebody to mail us today. I told Ashley to mail us something.
Okay, anyways.
She will.
Hit us with the news, AJ.
Okay, a new Sony exclusive is going to be announced the day after the VGAs.
What do you figure it is?
The Spike VGAs.
Which company said that this was happening?
Sony did.
Well, okay. I assumed Sony. I thought there might be a smaller
developer. No. The main speculation is it's going to be Uncharted 3 because it seems to run on a 2-year cycle. You know?
Okay.
But
Uncharted 3 already announced?
No.
Nope.
Uncharted 2 was... That was 2 years ago already?
No, it was last year. It's... Because they think it'll be announced now, but it... Because 2 years ago it was announced at the VGAs, or something like that. Now, it's the day after, it's a year later, so it probably won't come out until next year. Kind of follow along with that 2-year thing. But I don't know. I'm hoping it's a new IP.
Yeah. I was thinking that it would be a new IP because...
I hope it is.
I don't think that they would announce that as a Sony exclusive. They'd just be like, hey, we're making a new huge game.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, yeah. They wouldn't say Sony exclusive.
Because nobody likes Tony.
I
almost said Tony.
Nobody does like Tony. He's like Raymond.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the mail that we got.
Oh.
So.
Hey, we might read some Craigslist ads if we have even more time.
Oh, my goodness. Which we will if we whip through this news.
Which we probably will.
Yeah, we usually do.
Yeah.
Plus, there's like 4 stories there.
One thing I might want to say about this exclusive. I hope it's made by, I'm trying to think. Who made Heavy Rain? What's the name? It's like Violet? No, it's...
That's a good question.
It's
I don't know.
A color or something.
I didn't play it because it didn't come to the PC.
When I get it, we'll have a Heavy Rain day. We'll just play through it all.
Did you see Rome?
What?
I had the same experience, but with Xbox.
Nice.
I can play it on YouTube. Actually, have I said that on the air before?
Yeah, you said how the guy was like holding up the store.
Yeah, you can
we'll
play
it.
You can play part of Heavy Rain on YouTube.
Wow.
Because it pulls up the notification things on the side and you choose what you're going to do. Although, all the QuickTime events, there aren't any. But you can still make the choices, and I think the only scenario they have up is you're a cop in like a convenience store and somebody comes in to rob
That's
it.
That's a big one.
I don't actually know what Heavy Rain is.
Oh, it's a...
Okay, what we'll do is we'll have a Heavy Rain party when I acquire it. So once I have that, then we will do a Heavy Rain day. We'll play. We'll pass and roll around. It'll be a fun time.
They were distracted by the board. We have like a whiteboard down here for some reason.
Anyways. Yeah, because Adam wants to write things on.
Yeah. Yep. Anyways, Heavy Rain was supposed to be like this cinematic movie-like experience in a game, which it's turned out really well, apparently. Mm-hmm. But, like, fight scenes are made up of QuickTime events, and then you choose different choices between them, and then, like, there's hundreds of different outcomes.
Yes. One thing that I like about the QuickTime event thing is that if you fail, you miss a QuickTime thing, it will not... And it won't make go to the, like the start over screen. Like Resident Evil, you miss a button, your head's off, you're dead. You have to start over.
Yeah.
But the worst case scenario in Heavy Rain is your character will die and it just won't be a part of the story anymore. So the cop detective guy in the department store, so he gets shot by the thief. He's dead. He's not in the story anymore.
You play as a different character.
Yeah. Now it's just down to Madison Page and the other two people.
Yeah.
What if everyone dies? Like, can everyone die and just...
Everyone can die.
Yeah. And they were never heard from again. Well,
see, and that would be your ending, then.
Yeah, that's one of the endings.
Yeah.
And
everybody's
like,
dead.
I think there's, like, 7 endings that you can get. Mm-hmm. And there's a trophy for getting them all.
There's an origami killer. The origami killer.
But the actors say origami. Because they don't know how to speak American.
Yeah, and you play these various characters who play a part in figuring out... who the origami killer is, although I'm not sure if any of the characters know each other.
I think two of them do, kind of like
if you've seen the film Magnolia, which is really good, I suggest you do, but none of the characters know each other, and then like by the end they all interconnect in some way.
I don't know, I know for sure Madison knows somebody because she had like a relationship with one of
Magnolia
them, but
was
I don't know what the other two.
I know.
Okay, Magnolia was from like the 90s.
Well, Megamind copied Dr. Horrible's Sing Along Block, so.
They did?
Yeah, if you read a synopsis of Megamind, it's like almost.
I've never even heard of Megamind, though.
It's some dumb Will Ferrell movie that's animated.
Oh,
it's nothing like Heavy Rain.
You know what sucks? That's gonna be popular.
Mm-hmm. That's the news.
Yeah.
Anyways. Wow. Okay.
Dr. Horrible's Sing Along Block, ladies and gentlemen, watch it.
Wow, we're plugging a lot of stuff in a small amount of time.
Firefly's better. Anyway, a new Resident Evil could be announced at the VGAs.
You think that could be the exclusive?
No, I highly doubt it. Capcom's a greedy whore. They're probably gonna announce Resident Evil 6. It's gonna be awesome, no doubt.
If they're so greedy, why haven't they made Power Stone 3?
A good question.
That's a good question, too. Maybe it's the Biohazard symbol really stood for Power Stone 3. And it's just... incorrect speculation. It was to throw us off.
That's genius.
What will happen is they'll have a biohazard symbol, they'll zoom out, and there'll be characters fighting, and then it will turn into Power Stone. I really doubt that, considering Marvel vs. Capcom's
coming
out. It'd
be cool if they had
some
other sort of apocalypse game other than Resident Evil, and the biohazard was a red herring.
Yeah, that could be cool. Unfortunately, probably not.
Yeah, I like Resident Evil.
Why is your subtlety so non-existent?
I hate teaser trailers.
I'm okay with Resident Evil, but there are better apocalypse games out there.
I suppose.
Although, what I think of apocalypse
like
games... I'm trying to think of some and I can't.
Fallout?
I don't really like Fallout. I'd rather play Capcom than Fallout. Left 4 Dead. If you consider Resident Evil a apocalypse game, then you have to consider Left 4 Dead.
Resident Evil wasn't really an apocalypse game.
I'd consider just survival horror.
What was that Russian game? Like Metro 2030 or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Metro 2030.
Cool.
That's apocalypse.
Sweet.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I'd have to play that. Don't you need like a gas mask to be able to like walk on the earth or on like outside?
Yeah,
Secret World.
That looked cool.
What?
Secret World.
What
by the dude who made Dreamfall and stuff like that, he's making an MMO called Secret World.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
That kind of... wearing a gas mask to go outside of a particular cave reminds me of, Tales of Symphonia.
Oh man,
that was a good...
Yeah, that was a great RPG.
Wait, you need a gas mask to move places?
Well, there was something where
at
it was like gas.
At one specific point, there was a gas in an underground cave, and you couldn't pass through. I forgot what.
Isn't it like the dark one? The dark? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was such a good game.
That was good.
What?
Who beat Tales of Symphonia?
I've never beat Tales of
Symphonia.
All
80 hours of it.
Holy crap.
I poured like 100. Oh my god.
You know me with RPGs and stuff. Never.
Oh, that game was so good. I had to beat it. What's really a shame, though, is all of the new Tales games that are released for, like, PlayStation and stuff are, like, Japan only.
Oh.
Like, Tales of, I think it was Vesperia that's on 360, is PlayStation in Japan, but not here. So it's a real shame that I can't play it, because I really like
it. You can order it off the internet, or is it...
It's, there's a thing where you can't play Japanese games on American PlayStations. You can play European ones, just not Japanese.
If you guys want to play,
they also can't get fresh mango steen here. So.
What?
If you guys want to go through that game together, I can totally get it for the Xbox 360.
Hold on, you just said you just nodded on the podcast, Adam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to keep quiet.
I made a comment about mango steen, which apparently you cannot get fresh in the U.S. It is legally forbidden. It's contraband.
Yeah. There's fruit flies in it, apparently.
Yeah, there's some form of fruit fly that they don't want here because it'd be an invasive species.
I hate invasive species.
Yeah.
Speaking of invasive species, the Viet Cong. Next piece of news.
Oh, wow! Oh, wow! Whoa! Holy balls, that's a good transition. So, Battlefield Bad Company 2, Vietnam's map pack, the one that we gave EA the idea for.
Yes, we did do that.
That is coming out December 18th for the PC.
You can thank us.
And
that's right.
The 21st or 22nd, something like that, for Xbox and PlayStation. And that will run you about $15, but I guarantee it'll be worth every cent.
Vietnam?
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Know. I'm gonna look into it before I buy it.
Okay, I'll tell you what's in it, and then you won't need to look into it.
No. I want to look into the gameplay, because I want to see if it's actually different. Because the reason I loved Battlefield Vietnam was there was such a heavy focus on vehicles. And Bad Company Bad Company is always about, like, the run-and-gun, really just good FPS action.
I will say, the new maps that they added, two of them are huge, and there's a heavy emphasis on helicopter.
Really?
For the VIP map pack. I think Heavy Metal is a big tank level. And then there's another one.
How can I get such a map?
It's free. VIP. VIP map pack 7. Is that what you asked?
Mm-hmm.
How you get it? Yeah, you get it for free. Because you bought it.
Yeah, I bought it right away.
Yeah, if you're a VIP, you get it for free. It's
jackpot!
Probably, you patch your copy, you'll probably have it if you went home.
Nice, I gotta fix my computer first.
Oh.
My mobo's busted.
Yeah, and then there's one other one. I think it's Harvest Day. I think that's the heavy helicopter one.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'll have to play those.
Like grass fields in it or something?
Yes, big grass fields. It's going to be fun.
Sounds like it'll be a good time.
Yeah, and I think they're adding 15 weapons to Vietnam, too. I hope they can cross between modern and Vietnam. It's like, I want to be able to use, like, a Vietnam air weapon.
See, now I'm hoping they don't do that.
Why not?
Why?
Because I'd way rather they just keep it separate and accurate.
Nice.
I don't want them to be able to bring in modern weapons to Vietnam. I don't want that. I want to be able to bring Vietnam to the normal, just because, like, you can use World War II era weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be only fair. Or at least bring some of them.
Okay. I think that they'll probably, what they'll do is give you a code, just like they did for the M1, the Thompson.
Right.
Yeah. You could get the Thompson by entering a code when you bought Bad Company 2 on release date, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I figured that's what they'll probably do.
Oh, there's also a hint at VIP weapons, too.
Okay.
So, I think there's going to be new VIP weapons for it.
Well,
so maybe that'll how they do it.
VIP to...
Or not VIP, I mean veteran.
Oh,
veteran
okay.
weapons.
I was going to say VIP to Battlefield 2 or VIP.
Yeah, so there's going to be new veteran weapons.
Hopefully. I still have to get veteran status because I haven't entered my
so team. Ridiculous because I kept trying to do it because I have Battlefield scene right there, the 1942 collection.
Yeah,
but I can't enter. They say all my codes have been taken or all my keys. So now
people are probably just using key gens to get the
yeah. So now
veteran
I'm
stuff.
Screwed out of like two levels of veteran status.
I can find us a key gen. We'll get veterans.
Okay.
We'll get vet.
Okay.
We'll just screw someone else over.
Yeah.
I think a nice way to get around the fact that you might not want them to make it inaccurate is modders, because modders will just take the two things and be like, hey, guess what? Now we have Vietnam Modern.
Vietnam Modern. I like that.
I like it.
However,
too.
I don't think there's a modding community for Bad Company because it's just so
good. Above ground?
Not, I shouldn't say above ground, but it's
it's so good nobody wants to mod it.
Well, that. And it's highly it seems like it's highly regulated. Uh-huh. Like in terms of the internet access.
I suppose because DICE is hardcore. A lot of games I play have a large modding community.
Yeah, like remember Guns?
Oh, that Guns was the Guns didn't get modded either, did it?
No, Guns never got it modded because it was already
oh no, it was hacked.
It was all glitching.
Servers,
no, but remember they used the sword thing?
That was like, glitching.
Oh, that was a glitch.
Yeah.
In private servers, though, which there they were never mods. Like, people made new weapons and a bunch of new levels and stuff.
That was a fun game, though.
Yeah,
except
it was.
For the glitching.
No, great. Especially the glitching.
Yeah,
that was what made it fun.
It was only cool because
sometimes.
The glitching
we've talked
so
about
I didn't like
so
it when
times.
It was cheap. I didn't like it when it was, like, unfair.
Well, no, you were supposed to learn to glitch and then out-glitch them. That was the point. That was, like,
yeah,
the whole idea of the game.
I thought the whole point was to not do the stupid sword thing where they're, like, invincible.
Oh, no, that was totally the point of the game. That's why they never fixed it.
Oh, well,
to this
stupid.
Day, it is still running with ridiculous
Actually,
glitches.
IJJI is screwing it over. Like, they nerfed D-Style and stuff by, like, making the glitches less apparent
awesome.
And, like, they're doing a bunch
That's
of
rubbish. I'm
things.
Never playing it again.
Yeah. Private servers.
We got Bad Company. Never need
now,
to.
Now when you play, you play on private servers.
Oh, yeah. You can play on private servers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like way more of a pain in the ass than it's worth.
It's actually, on private servers, people hack, like, non-existent. People don't hack or anything like that.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Next piece of
news. Well, our next piece of news is most important.
Please don't read that.
No, Marky Mark.
No!
Is Nathan Drake in the Uncharted movie. And
it's
that
Mark
made me
Wahlberg.
Sad face.
Mark Wahlberg.
I just
if the Funky Bunch is the rest of Uncharted, I guess maybe. But.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, De Niro and Joe Pesci are going to be in it.
You know who should have been Nathan Drake?
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That made me sad face when I found out it was going to be Mark Wahlberg.
Either that or Robert Downey Jr. He would have made a really good one.
Oh, yeah, he would have too.
Yep.
But the most upsetting part of this news is the fact that it's going to be family style. And, you know, the best way to make a video game into a movie that everyone's going to like is totally make it have nothing to do with the video game.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't have freaking family. It's ridiculous.
Family style.
Nah, I don't like it.
How can you make Uncharted family style? And who announced this?
I don't know. The movie people. The director.
They were like,
this is going to be a family style movie. They said they're going to like make it like that. This IGN. Oh, whoops. And they said something about like it's going to have. It's going to be Raiders of the Lost Ark. But lower. Like, it's gonna be, like, more family-friendly than Raiders of the Lost Ark or something. I'm like, really?
What?
They said it's gonna be more... okay, no, this is what they said. They
Hold
said
on,
less of Raiders of the Lost Ark and more like National Treasure is what they said it was gonna be more like.
I watched Raiders
cried.
Of the Lost Ark when I was, like, 5.
That was a fantastic film.
I did, too,
film.
I was terrified by the face melt.
Oh, no,
yeah, that was
spoilers.
That was scary.
Spoilers.
But if it's like National Treasure,
I quit. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. It'll ruin the franchise for you.
It will. No, I don't care.
I'll go see it and let you know.
Okay.
We're cutting this off now.
Yeah, okay.
Next piece of news.
I don't know if this is important, but I said there's going to be new vanity pets for a while. I don't know what that means, but I thought I didn't want to alienate everybody.
That's just stuff. Those are just like, as far as I know, I haven't played... WoW in a long time.
Show your status.
I think it basically is, yeah, show your status. They don't actually attack and you can't ride them, they just kind of follow
That's
you around.
That's why they're vanity pets.
That's right.
They're
Guys, what's
vanity.
Up with the Night Elf Mohawks?
Night Elf Mohawk!
What does vanity sick mean?
Vanity sick?
Oh, excuse me.
It's either you're sick of vanity or.
Your vanity makes me sick.
Yes, that could be it.
Atmosphere coined the phrase vanity sick.
Yeah, they did.
Vanity sick.
In their song, Vanity. Really?
Yep. That
Vanity
nice.
Is also not a good subject to get on. Let's keep going.
Okay.
But it was
now, this is a surprising bit of news. Well, not really. We Speak was discontinued.
Oh, darn.
Oh, no. Nobody uses it.
I used to use it.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it's... You know how the PlayStation has a Bluetooth
headset, and mm-hmm. the Xbox has the wired headset. Mm-hmm. The Wii has Wii Speak. Now, you set it on your TV, mm-hmm. or, you know, in the area, and it's supposed to, like, capture sound within a certain amount of distance. So you could have, like, a group of buddies sitting in the same room. One person's playing Conduit Online, and you can all talk to everybody. Why? I don't know.
And it runs through your Wii while you're yeah. playing other yes. games?
So
it,
you it can talk to people. But I'm sure it works fine. But no developers actually use it.
Yeah.
Conduit was one of the few ones where it made sense to use it. But now they're making a sequel, and they're not using it.
Wii Motion Plus.
And
will that be used?
Yeah, Wii Motion Plus.
It's already been used a lot.
But Wii Motion Plus?
Mm-hmm.
There were like two games.
Mm-mm. No, it's being used. It's used,
it's
a lot
just
more
being
now.
Used more now.
It's using a lot. Yeah, more than Wii Speak. And yeah, GoldenEye, that came out. That's a heavy multiplayer game. You know, it's GoldenEye.
They're not supporting it?
Yeah, not support Wii Speak. Black Ops? Freaking Call of Duty doesn't support Wii Speak.
Yeah, well, it's Call of Duty.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that's another game where it's, you know, sometimes. Though Call of Duty, you don't really need to talk to your team.
Yeah, I don't need to hear who's playing Call
of Duty. I suppose. But, like, if you're playing Bad Company, if Bad Company was on the Wii, you would need to be able to use Wii Speak, and they probably wouldn't support it. Because mm-hmm. that game, you need a mic sometimes. Unless you're awesome at the game, then you don't really need it. But
unless you're a total badass.
That's right.
I'm a total BA, so I don't all actually right. need my
so
mic
we're 21 minutes in, and our news is done.
Well, that's because there wasn't that much.
Rone has asked me to plug a game, because he wants me to. He's never mm-hmm. actually played it, but he says he
it
likes the look of it. So, there's a game, it's kind of old now, but it's being constantly updated. It's called Minecraft. It's a pay-once thing. You just mine, survive, you should all Google it. People have made some crazy structures in it.
Zombies attack you.
If you are a graphics person, do not follow my advice. But if you are a gameplay person, I think you'll really like it. Unless you're like Mark, who just can't, who just doesn't have patience in games.
Mm.
Yes,
take a shot at my impatience.
yeah, you should all definitely check it out. And I think we should also read that mail.
Mail time,
but not yet, because Ron wants to say something.
I would call you the most patient person, like, one of the most patient people that I've met in my life. How is it that you're not patient with video games?
I'm
like,
not patient with, I don't know, maybe
boring
that's
games.
Maybe that's,
your personality reverses in your video game life?
That's what I was just about to say, because I'm a vicious badass when I play Grand Theft Auto. Not that everyone isn't, but I'm extra vicious.
Beat a cop and you'll keep going.
I beat an old lady and keep going. It doesn't matter to me.
It's so weird that people's personalities change when they get
like,
behind
to a Miami club
when they get,
and
like,
throw them
off.
Oh, yeah, because the thing is, it's not real. And I know that, so I'm going to go be the total most jerkwad I can possibly be.
Well,
because it's
like
more fun.
Right. If you talk to someone in real life compared to like how they talk to people like when they're online sitting behind.
Oh, I remain pretty much the same way. I swear constantly, and
a lot of people
I call
don't.
People
like,
dicks.
There's this one dude that I know that's real cool, like in real life, and he's nice. But like when he gets behind a keyboard,
yeah, there are
like,
many people like that
him.
Though.
Well, yeah, I know that in
no,
real
that's,
life
that's
I have zero patience. Like I'll be like, today I'm gonna build a chair, and I'll pull the wood out of the bucket and be like, no.
But then
you look at my Minecraft structures, and there's just these huge super structures of ridiculous, because I spent so many hours on them. So I think
yeah, especially
you got a point.
Computer
you guys all have a point there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can. Do you want me to talk about Need for Speed and Caden Lynch or no?
Sure. Yeah. No, go for
okay,
it.
Well,
are there lenses in those fake glasses you're wearing?
No, my sister took them out. They're 3D glasses.
Oh, yeah? No, I was totally about to do that. Then I was like, all right, whatever.
Stole
no, it's not stealing.
Glasses?
You're okay, this
they're
is a conspiracy. They're so expensive. Like, okay, it's, what, $12 to see a 3D movie opposed to, like, $8?
Yeah.
You're paying for the glasses.
And then they throw them out.
Yeah, and then they throw them out. So I just take them. Whatever.
Okay, think of it this way, though. You're not stealing it because they want you to throw it out. It's like taking trash off of someone's terrace.
Yeah.
Exactly. No. They don't throw them out. They run them through sanitizing machine.
No, they throw them out. It says, please recycle on the bin.
I think it depends.
It's all about interpretation.
I think it depends on the theater, because it's in Chicago.
Well, okay, Marcus Cinema.
Yeah, it's Marcus. They're probably going to throw them out.
Marcus, it says, please recycle.
Yeah, Chicago, I guess, understand. But, I can probably understand Chicago way less than Marcus.
Actually, when we were... I went to, like... where did I go to see Avatar in 3D? But it looked like they were cleaning them.
It wasn't very good. The 3D was cool. But they had them in, like, the buckets, and then they would clean them out, apparently.
They had to put them on racks.
I don't want to wear somebody else's 3D glasses. I don't care how much you're sanitizing them.
Like, really?
I could get some, like, hooker who, like, had herpes and was, like, rubbing it all over her face. And, what?
You assume that she has face herpes. She's a hooker.
Or she went down her pants, started
shoving. Okay, that's enough.
News! Any more news, please?
No, okay. I was going to talk about Kane Lynch, but then we got on this. Okay.
Well, you know what? There are hookers in Kane and Lynch, too, so this isn't going very far, is it?
No, I don't think there were hookers in Kane and Lynch.
What? Yes, there were. There totally were.
Not in two.
Okay.
Well, no, there were not.
I don't even remember them in one.
They were in one, weren't they?
I don't know.
Doesn't the opening to Kane and Lynch 2 they're have a hooker?
Aren't they? Aren't they?
Well, no, because, okay.
Kane and Lynch 2?
Okay,
no, they're in Tokyo. And they're cruising around back alleys. What the fuck? Okay. Okay, so what happens is Lynch. Lynch is
needs to go send a message to this guy, but he picks up Kane first. And he's like, Kane, we need to send a message to this dude. And then they barge in on this guy named Brady. He owes this guy money. I think it was Glazer. You owed him Glazer money. And I don't know. She might have been a hooker, but I'm pretty sure it was his girlfriend because it caused a whole lot of to happen. Because what happens is they run after she's naked, but they blur it out, which I thought was funny. And then they're booking, and then eventually you chase them down. Kane shoots the girl because he tries to shoot Brady, and then the whole world comes crashing down on them.
Not literally. Anyways, isn't a lot of stuff in that game blurred out because it's supposed to be like a handycam style of camera work, and so. Like, when you shoot someone in the head, it blurs it out.
Yeah,
it pixelates it.
Yeah. It's cool, because, like, sometimes if you just kill them, it won't pixel it out, but if you headshot them, then it pixels it out.
Yeah.
Probably because it's supposed to look way too gory for
The picture
anything.
Is gone. No, that was a scary picture.
God, that thing... Okay, you need to change your screensaver, because it always gets us off topic when we're getting on a roll.
No, that was terrifying.
But, Kane Lynch is definitely a really fun game, because I really liked playing, you know, the bad guy. There's not a whole lot of games where you're playing these gritty criminals, but I
actually... Fable, that's your Grand Theft Auto.
Well, I'm not... Okay. Mark, you're not listening.
I'm listing off games in a coughing manner.
I know you play the bad guy in those, but these people are, like, really gritty criminals. You know, like, they're... At one point, they're naked, they're getting tortured, and then you're running through the city naked, and you're shooting people. That's gritty, hardcore, awesome. And then, that was spoilers, I'm sorry. And it's, I don't know, it's a lot of fun, and I really grew to like the characters when I was done with them, even though they're horrible people.
Okay, in the first one, I didn't like any of the characters, so that's good to hear that they,
Well, then, I just like them because they're badass. Maybe you won't like him. I don't know.
They were badasses in the first one. I don't know.
I just like Lynch because he's freaking nuts.
That's... I don't know. Like, they just were unlikable. It was kind of like... I guess I'm high maintenance when it comes to characters being likable then, because Dead Rising, I didn't like that character
I'm pretty
either.
Low maintenance, though, because I've played games where everyone's like, the characters in this game suck, and I'm playing, I'm like, these guys are awesome.
Well, yeah, I love EnviroBear.
Did you like the characters in Seinfeld?
In Seinfeld?
Yeah.
I liked Seinfeld, but that's about it.
The characters in that show were made to be, like, disliked.
Yeah.
I kind of like Elaine, but
and,
I like
that
Julie.
I've despised all of them except Kramer.
Kramer was funny.
I'm sorry, I despised... Especially Seinfeld. What is his problem? Seriously, he's just always... He's always in this state of, like... smiling angriness. Like,
yeah, he had kind of an annoying voice.
I think I'm mixing up characters because I haven't seen Seinfeld in forever.
Seinfeld's
which
the
one's
the
one
that always
who...
watches things.
Oh,
like,
okay,
he's the
not Seinfeld. Not
Kramer's
Seinfeld.
The weird one who just comes, he's the neighbor, he comes
Kramer,
and he says
that's
the
one, where he goes golfing into, the, like, the ocean
yep.
and
yeah,
plugs a ball.
That's
yeah,
Kramer.
Okay, Kramer. I'm sorry.
Kramer's the best.
George is, like, the...
George is
homosexual.
Just,
The guy with homosexual tendencies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not actually homosexual. Which
might be homosexual.
Funny.
Yeah, that's why it was funny, yeah.
All right. We are totally off topic.
Yeah.
gaming podcast. What are we going to talk about?
It's a Seinfeld. It's a conversational podcast.
We're halfway through. We got to get...
Okay.
The rest of our schedule in.
We have plenty of time. I'll just give a quick, like, 2-minute impression of Need for Speed. It's awesome.
Slow down your speech.
I'm sorry. Okay. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit was a wonderful adventure.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, you slowed it down, but you also made it like 3 times more patronizing sound. Okay. So, if you could just tone that back too,
okay,
it would be good.
Well, I don't know, I really enjoy Need for Speed. I haven't beaten it, but you get to play as cops, and you also get to play as racers. In racers, you're generally, you know, doing a race, or you get pursued by cops. What's your question,
Brian? Is that like Driver? Doesn't Driver let you play as a cop in the...
I've never played Driver.
Oh, okay, so whatever. I like playing, what is the... Need for Speed Carbon.
Yeah.
Because I loved running from cops in that
game. This one's pretty intense because you get weapons. So, like, you know, you're driving, and you can get, like
weapons.
You can get... Well, they're not, like, unrealistic, though. Like, Mario, you know, you can shoot shells out. That's ridiculous. But
that's not that.
You just equated Mario to...
I know, I'm just kidding.
I might have to just brandish this.
But no, like you can use spike strips. And it's not, like, ridiculously cheap. All it really does is it slows, like, the cop hits it. He might spin out, but he can come back. I mean, so it's just a way to help you get to the finish line. Because mainly, when you're being pursued, you're still in a race. So you still need to get to the finish line and be first. So what I usually do is instead of wasting my weapons on the cops, I'm usually a dick and I use it on the other racers, which is way more fun because then I pop their tires and, you know, EMP them and stuff. I don't know. There's some strategy involved with the use of your weapons.
Well,
you're limited.
I think. I think street racers have the lowest sense of honor.
Probably.
Well, yeah, that's why it's awesome.
Carbon, your only weaponry was the environment, so you, like, hit signs and stuff, and it would drop on the cops.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like the idea of having weapons in a game like
that. That really wouldn't work with Hot Pursuit, because it's mainly in the country, so
yeah.
It's not really anything you can use.
Okay.
That's why I think they went with that route.
You know what is my favorite racing game? Midnight Club.
I should get it, because it's Rockstar.
It is good stuff.
I'll just borrow
it. I like
Brian
the chariot racing game with Xbox.
Chariot racing.
That might be fun, actually.
I don't like racing in Grand Theft Auto, though, because it's always such a pain in the ass. And then when you mess up, you gotta start
over.
Grand
Theft Auto has poor driving mechanics.
I wouldn't say poor driving mechanics.
It's not good for racing.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's okay to drive, get you places.
It's great for running from cops. It's fun. But it's not racing material.
Mm-mm.
You never feel like you're going fast enough to be racing.
It's also good for drive-bys sometimes.
Sometimes
Saints Row is better because you can put it on a cruise control. You just hit a button, and it'll just the car will keep going. So then you're free to aim and stuff.
Oh well, that's why you play with another person, and then hang out the window and blow people away, which is the best.
Saints Row is my awesome alternative to GTA, and that's gonna be announced at Spike, or they're giving a release date and stuff. Trailers, it's gonna be awesome. Anyways,
super.
I've got a question. What does it mean to see this?
Oh, that question, God.
Good God.
AJ. He's like, oh, that question.
Okay, we're going to Game of the Year. AJ,
let's do mail first. Because if we miss Game of the Year,
I'm sorry, this
isn't
the venue for your crazy psychoanalytical questions.
Ron's psychological talk show.
Want to write in.
Unless you make it into an official segment.
Dr. Roan's psychological analysis. That's what we'd call it.
Special.
Just like we need Knock and Fuzzy's questions, guys.
Yep.
Knock and Fuzzy's.
Okay, well, we need questions in general. We got two from Mr. Jingles, which I'm sure that's not his real name.
I'm pretty sure it's his real name, Mark.
If it's his real name, do not go by Mr., because that makes you sound like a cat or a porn star. It makes you sound like a cat or a porn star.
Whereas Jingles makes you sound like a killer.
Well, no, you gotta go by, like...
I'm Mr. Jingles.
The first name? What if his name is Bo?
Bo Jingles.
Too close to Bo Jingles.
If you are Bo Jingles, we will each send you a $10...
And wafer sticks.
And wafer sticks.
$10 in wafer sticks.
$10 worth of wafer sticks, which is actually two buckets of 300.
There's 300 in there?
Yeah.
Two buckets.
Holy nutsack.
Is that crazy? You're going to go to the Oriental store now, aren't you?
I think I will.
Okay, here we go.
Stock up for nuclear winter.
I think your can't speak today. I think your podcast is some cool shit. My friend suggested this to me. You guys are pretty damn funny. I like that Raymond. Is he okay? I haven't heard from him in a while. I got some questions for you. Do you think the kind of system you play on reflects your personality?
I think so. Adam and I were talking about this the other day about how Microsoft fanboys are just crazy.
they're nuts. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sony fanboys are like, hey, you should play our game. Yeah, you. Microsoft fanboys are like,
yeah, it was a very
tough. And Nintendo fanboys are like, hi, guys, we're Nintendo. Yeah.
Yeah, they sit on the back burners. They don't want to conflict with anybody.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I don't know.
If you had to equate them to sports, like, Sony would be, like, team handball. Whereas Microsoft would be, like, football.
Or hockey.
And then Nintendo would be, like, it would be shuffleboard or something. Or, like, curling.
Well, I own a Wii, and I do like to play with my Wii. So,
And you said that with a straight face, too.
I enjoy my PlayStation.
I think we should respond yes to this.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. Yeah. But immediately when I read that question, what I thought of, and not...
Oh, we left out PC.
This is not because... That's what I was just about to say. This isn't because I'm a PC gamer. I think that PC gamers have a tendency to know more about gaming than... console gamers do, because you actually have to know anything about what you're doing in order to play the game.
Well, that's not entirely true.
I wouldn't say that with me.
I would say that is entirely true. I completely agree
with you, but I would like to quote Jacob here. We won't use his last name, I guess.
Well, we can.
But he says, people who don't know anything about computers hate Microsoft Office. People who know a little bit about computers love Microsoft Office. People who know a lot about computers hate Microsoft Office.
The one thing I will disagree with your statement is that I don't think that's true with everybody. You weren't saying.
I didn't even leave it open.
Well, I know you weren't. I was clarifying
most.
Okay, I was just I guess I meant to clarify more than suggest. Mm. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Did he have more in his mail?
Yeah, there's another question, but I think we could ponder on this a bit longer.
Okay. Right, I think so, too.
I don't know, I'm...
Rowan, you always...
Read me the question again. What was it? How is your console reflect?
Do you think the kind of system you play on reflects on your personality?
Okay, let's see. What would you guys characterize me as?
I don't want to characterize you.
My personality.
Okay, so we'll see if it fits with my PlayStation. Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo to three different personality traits.
This is what we're doing.
This is what I was getting at.
The difference in price itself probably has quite a bit to do with it.
They're all about the same price now.
Well, yeah, really?
Xbox is about the cheapest
for now, I think.
Although it is a big portion.
Though I was quite the highest.
It was right when they were all coming out, but I don't think it is so much now.
Yeah, they're pretty close now. It also depends on
how much... Although if you were to buy in the beginning.
Yeah, if you were to buy in the beginning, then yes. Sony is pricks. Prissy, fat, golden pricks.
I would say Sony people are banking, because they're expensive.
Yeah, that was super expensive, which makes me think that if you were willing to buy such a highly priced console... You would have to have a certain amount of loyalty to other Sony products. AJ just gave Adam the death glare, and I don't think he even realized it.
Well, I mean, you guys are failing to realize that the PS2 was like one of the most successful consoles ever.
That's what I'm
saying. That's why so many people bought the PlayStation 3.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. I know. I'm completely agreeing with you.
Okay.
Wafer sticks shut people up.
you want me to be silenced.
I too many. And not like in a... Oh, no, that's going to go to my thighs.
You're
way.
Getting panned.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There are 300 in there. There's now, like, 5.
I did give my family, like, 20. Congratulations.
I feel intelligent with these.
You guys, what you need to remember is this is how... How, like, gypsies reading your palms will do it. They only say positive things. So, if we do these all positive, people will be like, oh, you know what? They're totally right.
Well, I think that Microsoft people do have a tendency to be more social.
I love the way you put that.
Very, very eloquent.
That reminds me of that RPG thing where the guy is like, I'm so serious right now, I'm gonna take a picture of myself and send it to you to show you how serious I look.
I don't know that I think that Microsoft are more social.
Like, I'd say probably.
Oh,
the reason crazy. I say so is because, like, I've got an Xbox, right? And I'm always thinking split screen would be sweet. And so I'm talking to people like split screen, and all the people that I talk to are like, no, I don't want to share my
Well, that's because they want to play online.
They want No, but you can play split screen online. They're like, no, you should just use your, like, use your own TV instead of playing split screen. Like, which
Microsoft
is
fanboys are conservationists.
Share their screens so they can have, like, a better time.
Well, so they're conservatives.
Playing with people. It's a better time.
Okay.
Also, they probably text more. I think that Microsoft... If somebody did
you
a study...
You got a little wafer on your shirt.
Oh, I do, buddy. People who purchase Xboxes are more likely to text than people who purchase PS3s or
well,
text
why
more
do you figure
often.
That?
I don't text, period, so...
Why do you figure that?
just because of the interaction between console and online, the differences between PS3, Xbox, and Wii. Like, Wii, you've got a very closed system.
Yeah, mostly single player, no voice.
Right. Yeah, as we said before. PS3, it's fairly closed, but it's still open. You've got mics.
It works well enough.
It works well enough, but it's still not... The PS3's system is not infamous in the way that...
Hey,
Xbox Live chat is very infamous.
Yeah, that is.
And so is texting. So.
That's really, I don't, people
no, the
on
thing
Xbox
is,
Live.
I'm going to say that, okay, who's played a lot of Xbox Live?
I've played some.
Okay, have you
I used
met
to own
any
an
really,
Xbox.
How many times have you met really sophisticated, like, people?
Never.
Okay, that's
only what, only when I play in private servers with friends or, like, people I know already.
Okay. Yeah, I
Park
know.
And hold on, and I think that is because people are not making the connection between what they're saying and who they are, so they don't feel accountable for what they're.
I will say that
so
I
if
find
if you know them,
sense. I find that Sony. Now, hearing that, Sony has a much more sophisticated. Like when I talk to people, granted, there are those like little kids who are
of course
obnoxious.
There are.
There's always going to be them, no
yeah.
matter what. But
there's,
I find that there's really nice people on the PlayStation. I've normally met a lot of friends that, or people on my friends list that I've just gone to a game. You know, there's a crowd of people that are all having nice discussions. You know, they'll maybe get occasionally mad at, oh, damn it,
yeah,
I died.
Sure.
But, you know, everyone's going to do that. But I've had, like, nice discussions with them, whereas it sounds like a lot of the Xbox people are like, oh, I'm going to take a serious picture of me, and I'm going to send it to you.
PC, I've met many,
oh,
many
yeah, sure, PC's
sophisticated
that's because
people.
Because they're intelligent.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
I find more friends on PC than I do on, like, Xbox Live.
Yeah, definitely. It's I don't know why that is, though.
Like, it's just you play a game with someone, and I think you feel more connected to a PC than to Xbox.
For whatever reason, yeah.
So
it might be because there's so many... The computer is so much more than just a, you know, like a gaming console is, you know. I game on this gaming console, and then I do more gaming. Whereas PC, it's like, I can do some gaming, and then I'll send an email, and then I'll go on Facebook and whatnot. And I know they're all kind of tying together on consoles now, but I think that people...
Yeah.
People probably equate their PCs to more their life of who they are than consoles
like
of
how my
them
trophies
as a gamer.
Go on Facebook.
Well, your trophies go on your Facebook, and it's annoying.
That's why I did it, because I got sick of that Farmville crap appearing on mine, so I'm like, I'm going to fight this. So then I will, because it posts per like synchronization with your thing,
sure.
And if I'm playing a game that I just got and I know it's going to rain trophies... Each time I get one, I will sync it, so then it'll do a separate post every time,
nice.
Or I try to do that, just to annoy those people who keep doing that Farmville.
You know
crap.
You can just block the Farmville.
Yeah, I know, but this is way more fun.
Should we get to the second half of the email?
I've blocked pretty much every other
Actually,
game.
Actually, the first half.
I really like this discussion.
No, this was the first half.
I thought the first half was like Raymond and stuff. That stuff that
oh, yeah,
skipped
true.
Over.
So not, currently in the second
No, the second question is about Raymond.
Yeah, guys.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Yeah. It's asking, how does Raymond talk to the ladies?
Oh, dang.
Doc and Fuzzies.
Raymond, pull yourself out of that vat of Dr. Pepper.
Wait, what do you want?
We have a question for you. How do you talk to the ladies?
Well, I kiss her goodnight, and then I go into the basement.
What do you do there, Raymond?
Be lonely.
You masturbate.
The only lady I talk to is my mom anyways, so...
So you kiss your mom goodnight and then you go to the basement?
You don't kiss your mom goodnight? Hey, don't laugh at me.
I'm sorry, Raymond. Well,
that's not the kind of lady we're talking about, Raymond. Do you have a social life? Do you go clubbing?
Do I ever?
With your Dr. Pepper? Do you buy ladies Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, from across the bar.
Yeah.
Do you
ever talk to these ladies?
No, I keep it anonymous. I like to be mysterious.
Well, Raymond, I think you really need to talk to these ladies if you're going to spend all this money on Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, but then I get a flop sweat and pass out. I've tried before. It doesn't work.
Well, I think you need to overcome this fear of talking to women. You can't go home every night and masturbate furiously. That's not...
I've never had a problem with it before.
You will go blind, Raymond. Blind.
What?
You won't be able to play bad company anymore.
What do you think these women that you talk to look like? That you want to talk to? What do they look like in general?
I don't really have a type. Just, you know, if they're over 18, that's a requirement. They have to look at me more than once.
That's a good one.
That's true.
They need to have skin.
Skin is very important.
If she doesn't have skin, you wouldn't bang her.
I wouldn't have sex with a skinless lady.
I wouldn't even talk to her.
Yeah. I would just alienate her.
I got her skin.
What are you, like Norman Bates?
No, I have her genetics.
Oh, okay.
Sicko.
Okay.
Psycho.
Shut up with your puns.
Very true.
Can I go drink more Dr. Pepper now?
Out of the vat?
You could.
I don't have a vat, you douche.
Speaking of, did you enjoy those, the Bad Company spec acts? After all of your Dr. Pepper indulging? I forgot to ask you about this.
I never got them yet.
You haven't got them. It's $5. You don't need to...
What? I don't have that kind of money. I bought it all with the Dr. Pepper.
You don't need Dr. Pepper anymore.
What?
Yeah, you don't need it. You can just get the Spec X without the Dr. Pepper.
What?
You don't need the Dr. Pepper. You don't need so much of it now.
What? You mean to tell me that I bought 86 and a half cases of Dr. Pepper for $5 worth of guns?
Yes. Well, wait. There's costumes, too. There's costumes with it.
Oh, well, that makes it a whole lot better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I've got diabetes. Is EA gonna give me some compensation for that?
No.
I'm gonna call it DICE.
They'll just say that you challenged.
Maybe they'll give you Medal of Honor for free. Maybe. If they feel bad enough.
I already bought 8 copies.
8? That seems like really not necessary. Just sell one back and then buy the DLC. Buy the Spec X and the Onslaughts, and then you can also buy the Vietnams.
If that, I'm going on Craigslist.
You're going on Craigslist?
I'm going on Craigslist.
Really? You wanna go on Craigslist? Is that such a good idea?
That is an amazing idea. Okay. Pull it up right now.
I am, Raymond. I am.
Oh, man, your internet is slow.
That's because this is my crappy computer.
Raymond, do you think you could overclock his computer for him?
I could over and underclock it. I could clock the hell out of that thing.
Okay.
That's good to know you're such a whiz with the PCs, Raymond.
Well, yeah, I took a computer course back in 86, so I'm pretty good.
Oh, you know what?
Just click personal.
Just go into the personals. We'll read some of those for you. Excellent. We'll get you over your fear of women.
Oh, is this such a good idea?
Well, I'll read one for you, Raymond.
I really need to get head. Just looking for someone to come over and blow me and swallow my big hot load.
Can that physically be a woman?
Please send stats in your
Well, Raymond, considering it says M for M.
Now you've got your monitor upside down.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real personal ad on Craigslist in the Menasha area. So if you're looking for someone to give head to, please contact the poster.
You're a homeless man. You haven't really eaten in a while.
Whoa, that looked like bath time.
I didn't realize you could post porn on Craigslist.
Yeah, old people porn, too.
That was gross.
Like half a second to realize what the fuck that was.
That's what T for M stands for.
Oh.
Look, MM for M.
Whoa.
I'm scared to click on it.
I do love M&Ms. Why are you laughing at me?
We are looking for a top to help us play out a fantasy of ours. This is about us and
I
you.
I do love fantasy role-playing.
And you get a nice
Final
tight
fantasy.
Hole to
yeah,
release
fantasy,
in no
Dungeons
BS
Dragons.
Or drama. Put sloppy seconds in the subject, send a pic, and all stats including age or it will be deleted. We will return with pic and stats.
I have a leftover ham sandwich. Is that good enough for the sloppy seconds?
I think so,
so
Raymond.
Cover it.
I think that's exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's probably... Yeah, that's it.
Hopefully. I'm not going to click on any of these that say pick by it.
Well, I want to see the ladies I'm meeting before I meet them. One of those says government.
No, it's boring. It's not
look look under women for men. We need to find a lady friend for...
Find
women.
Me a lady. Did you go in male for male?
No, I did not.
Are you sure?
No.
Can you specifically search man for woman?
By looking for same. That's interesting.
Just
how'd you do that?
It's control F, AJ.
Oh. Well, I did not know that. No.
Just hit enter and then it'll...
Shouldn't it be the other way around, though?
Shouldn't it be woman for man?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, I do want to find me a lady.
Lucky this is time-consuming, otherwise we'd be wasting.
Luckily, it's awesome. Oh. Oh,
hold on. Okay, woman for man. Here we go.
Oh, this isn't very good. Boring. Not nearly exciting enough.
I'm sorry.
I don't need that much excitement.
Where was it? Where is somebody?
Are you rich, Raymond?
Not anymore. I bought all that Dr. Pepper.
For everyone.
Hey, come over and have a couple drinks, or give us some idea what you would like to do. Wow, wouldn't that be fun? Send pics and we will do the same. Looking for tonight or Saturday night.
Oh, that's boring. Attention, miscellaneous.
That sounds like it's already a couple.
Sounds like it.
If you're not getting what you need, you will with me discreetly. I'm attractive, fit, hung, and great libido.
Libido.
Libido, thank you. Thank you for pronouncing sexual terms for me. STD free. Love to eat and please.
NASA.
Whoa, I like to
that's
eat
from NASA,
too.
Guys.
I like to eat too, so that sounds like a good match.
Yeah, yeah.
Love me some ham sandwiches. Oh man, those wafer sticks are so good. Chicken nuggets.
That's dirty. That's a casual encounter right there.
Well, they can't all be so casual.
Mm-hmm. What time are we
looking
at, AJ?
For a best friend.
Yeah,
well,
check the time
nice.
Here. Oh my goodness, 6 minutes left.
There's 6 minutes. Whoops, I added wrong.
Do you think we should maybe discuss Game of the Year before we go?
Oh, but I never found a lady yet.
All right, Raymond, we'll keep looking for a lady. We'll do Game of the Year on the next
podcast. Yeah, I'll keep my eye out for you, man.
Okay. Alright, see you guys.
I'm still looking for a
fun in the vat.
Everybody say bye to Raymond.
Bye, Raymond.
Bye, Raymond.
I wish you didn't.
You didn't
call.
Say the D. Say the D.
I'm pissed.
I want to play.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, that's boring.
I'm pretty sure you didn't say the D.
I think I said the D.
I'm pretty sure you didn't say the D.
I like that one.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about game of the year for however long we have left.
All right. Well, I'm throwing in Super Scribble Knots.
Super Scribble Knots? That's the game of the year for you? That's what does it?
Okay. Wait.
Oh, good.
I
want to
read this one.
No!
It's funny. All right. At least want to read this excerpt. It's
okay,
a male.
Fine.
It's a male for male. And it says I'm a straight male, 20 years old. Well, you're not exactly straight if it's male for male.
Yeah.
But, okay, that's all I wanted to say about that. I just thought it was funny, because he's an idiot.
Yeah, there's a lot of dumb stuff on Craigslist.
Yeah, so...
Such as, strictly platonic encounters, first three. Looking for a boyfriend.
I'm throwing Scribble Knots in, because... Super Scribble Knots, because I think it was a massive improvement over the original, because the original was not what everybody expected. And I just think that it's... Well innovated on an innovation.
Okay. I guess I could see that. They just
also, I had to throw in a game for my personality, so...
Sure. What do you figure? Game of the year.
I don't know. Not a whole lot of amazing games came out this year.
What?
There was
a bunch of them.
Did Gears of War 3 come out this year?
What?
Not yet,
I mean,
but
two.
If you haven't played
did
it,
what?
Don't
two?
Say
Did Gears of War 2
yet.
Come out this year?
Ooh, it was last year.
Dang.
I think.
Mine is definitely Bad Company 2.
That was okay.
That definitely...
Bad Company 2 takes the cake for me.
I have a top 3, but my top one is Red Dead. That would be mine.
Oh, yeah,
but
I heard it was good.
I want to say Heavy Rain, but I haven't really played it yet. I'll see if I change my mind when I play it. But so far, it's Red Dead and then Bad Company, because Bad Company is awesome.
I might think Fable 3, because that game taught valuable lessons.
Like, oh, good lord.
Lessons, really?
Let us not get into the lessons taught to us by Fable, or we will all run off and kill our wives and beat our children. Wait, that's...
Uh-oh.
Kill our wives and beat our children. Yes.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. Well, these are the lessons learned by Fable 3. I'm just kidding. There's more than that. What did you say Bad Company was on that list for you?
Yeah, it was up there, because it was... I've always loved Battlefield. I mean, I know it wouldn't, like, win anywhere, but I just thought it was a really fun game.
Yeah,
I know.
It was
keep
well
coming back to it. You know, and I really like the free maps, because, you know, I stopped playing it for a while, and, you know, today I'm going to go back to it and play it for a long time, because they added 4 new maps.
I would go back to play it.
For free.
But,
Oh, yeah, your PC's
my stuff's busted. I might take it out to... Oh, wait, no, I'm busy. In fact, I want to... Once I get to Roan's house... I think I'm going to check my email again to see if that guy on Craigslist sent me anything about
hey,
that.
Hey, Craigslist.
Yeah, no. Because AG doesn't have Wi-Fi. But I'm trying to buy a miniature
Wi-Fi.
Amp on Craigslist for
didn't
20
I,
bucks.
I thought I gave you my web key once for Wi-Fi.
I don't think
you
so.
Did.
Yeah, I did. At the Siesta Fiesta, I did.
What?
Yeah, because you downloaded Nude Runner Girl version.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
The best game ever. Not a good
plugging Nude
dumb.
Runner Girl version.
It was terrible.
Yeah. When we read Girl version, we contemplated the fact that they had the same version.
Pervs. We are not pervs, but I wanted to find out how could that be a game.
That's the most downloaded game on the night when we looked.
Yeah, that was top downloaded game.
Especially, it was just funny because it said Girl version.
Yeah.
And that made us wonder, was there, like...
That
did they make a male
version
first? Or what? We just thought that was funny.
You're right. I do have Wi-Fi here, and I didn't get anything. But I did get a Boondock Saints newsletter. So.
I get those all the time.
Do you?
In my mail. It's always like, buy some merchandise. I'm
there's
like, I want to.
There's a free shirt giveaway every month, and I want the Boondock Saints shirt.
I want the one that has the prayer on it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see one that had a prayer. I saw the one with a Catholic cross. And then it said Boondock Saints down the side.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
Yeah, it was hardcore.
I also want the sweater, Boondock Saints 2, and it says, on one shoulder arm, it says, the Aquietas or whatever, and Veritas.
Aquies and Veritas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how
I don't know. We still don't know what Aquias means.
I don't remember.
What does Veritas mean?
I used to know it.
Truth.
I used to know it, but
Truth
I don't
and
anymore.
Lies. Like that game that sucked.
There was a sucky game named Truth and Lies?
Or something like that.
Hey guys, we have 20 seconds before we have to
Oh, there's something... Oh, so you won't be able to post this for a while because your PC's broke, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. This won't be... Okay.
Cool.
Well,
we'll
what's the
fixed.
Date? The 3rd today. So
December 3rd, so you can grade us on that. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Send in some mail, just like Mr. Jingles did, and we'll see you all around. Something about Back to the Future!